بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم Alhamdulillah, respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been most kind, most merciful to us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here for the fikr of deen. That how does beautiful deen can come into the lives of the entire mankind until the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, that is why we hear that when Sahaba Ikram realized the responsibility of how this deen can reach each and every person, brothers, then Sahaba Ikram, nothing was difficult for them. Nothing was hard. Whether it was hunger, whether it was traveling, whether it was separating, whether it was leaving their belongings, Sahaba Ikram continued because they had a zimmedari, they had a responsibility. Today, brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that same responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it onto our shoulders. That is why now, brothers, brother was saying this morning, brothers, we just came now from Makkah, Medina. The places that they show us, the Battle of Uhud, Battle of Khandaq, Battle of Badr, is only places that reminds you again and again of sacrifice. When it was Battle of Badr, go to the qabrs of Sahaba Ikram. When you go to Uhud, they say till now, these are the qabrs of Hazrat Hamza radhiyallahu anhu and the other Sahaba. And brothers, it's only the Qurbani that is spoken about, that they gave their entire lives. Till now, one of our Zimmedar's elders there in Medina Munawwara, he was saying till recently, that still the smell of a beautiful perfume smell is coming from Hazrat Hamza radhiyallahu anhu till now. 1445 years ago. So brothers, when sacrifice, when we give our lives, when we make fikr that how does deen can reach every home in every corner of the world, then brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us respect and honor because we will be fulfilling our duties, our responsibility. So brothers, for this, we know, alhamdulillah, in a few days, we can say, or in a few weeks, we're having an ijtima. And for this, alhamdulillah, how each person that comes to the ijtima, how, first of all, the entire KZN, every person can come to the ijtima, every baligh male. And how from this ijtima, we can fulfill the taqazas of the entire world. Our elders have made it easy now, they've broken the countries. America is broken up so much, South America is broken up so much, Africa is broken up so much, that they say now that South Africa can send to almost every country in the whole world. If South Africa takes the responsibility on, take the zimmedari, then every masjid can send a jamaat throughout the world. And all our elders are here, they will tell you, brothers, that there were years back times in the old times to take out a 1.5 day jamaat from the entire locality was mushkil. 1.5 day jamaat. To take out one chilla jamaat was a 4 month jamaat or a chilla jamaat from Cape Town, Durban and all combined was one. Today your counties in Natal, you can take out maybe 100-150 jamaats a year easily. And Transvaal can do more than that. And everybody can do that. So Allah has made it so easy. If we make that intention that from this gathering, from our Shab Guzari tonight, from our 3 days, from our gersh, from our ishtima that is to come, how we can fulfill the needs of the entire mankind by sending jamaats to every country. How can every masjid should be thinking, should be sitting and making fikr that how from my masjid, our elders used to say when they came in years back, imagine they used to say that you say from your masjid how you can send jamaats throughout the world. And it's not impossible. One masjid. Because if the population is 350, yeah, it's 400, around one masjid. That how such a masjid or fikr can be made, that in not the first year, the second year, the third year, that from our masjid, how we can send jamaats throughout the world. And it can happen, brothers. It's happening. Some jamaats from one masjid is going to South America, another jamaat from the same masjid is going to America, from the same masjid, another jamaat is gone to New Zealand. From the same masjid, somebody is gone to Australia. It is happening. Allah is making it. In our midst, in our times, we are seeing that one masjid can fulfill the takazas of the entire world. One masjid. So brothers, that is why, alhamdulillah, all this movement that is taking place is that how our, it's not only KZN, that is just to make the work easy. Cape Town will have one for them in December, Joburg will have, theirs is just finished now recently, now it's Durban, KZN. How we can make fikr that every person can come to the ishtima, and how from that ishtima, every person can go out in the path of Allah, at least for 4 months and for 40 days. And how from every masjid, jamaats can be sent out throughout the world. Years back, brothers, our elders tell us, when Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayh and our elders made azaim that we're going to send jamaats through every state in America in the 1980s, when the work was not so strong. I think they said 54 jamaats went out in the path of Allah in the 1980s. So now how many more can we send? That was in 80s. Now in this time, where the work has gone so far, and so many workers, and so many brothers in every masjid. Our brothers in Lens, we were counting. Brothers, we have Azadwal, the brothers were sitting. In Azadwal, in one masjid, there's maybe 200 formanders. 200, one masjid. In Lens, almost every masjid, an average, is maybe 50 formanders. 50. We got about 800 formand brothers. So brothers, if every brother just from who has spent 4 months, if they make a jamaat, from if 750, we can 10 brothers in every jamaat, we can take out 75 jamaats. 75. Our old workers, Jor also, after your ishtima is in October, our elders want from us, they're sending us all the time, brother Africa, these countries want jamaat, America, these jamaat, South America, these countries, local, these countries. The whole world is waiting for us, how we can send our brothers, and the people of the countries are saying, please send your, every day at the Merkaz here, and they're reading out letters. Brother, letter came, they need a jamaat for New Zealand ishtima. Brother, letter came, there's a Mauritius jamaat. Brother, there's a letter, tomorrow, I think Monday or Tuesday, one jamaat from Joburg is leaving for Mauritius, there's an ishtima. Brothers, there's a jamaat required for this country, there's a jamaat for this. The people are asking that, how can South Africa send us to our jamaat? The Saudi jamaats that were here now, they were saying such like a glad tiding, you can say, for South Africa. They were saying that after India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and we can't go to one or two countries, they say the fourth other country that we are looking forward to sending and learning the work is South Africa. In the whole world, the fourth other country. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, then South Africa. So they want to see how, when the Saudi jamaats come, they want to see how's the masjid war work going, how's the gush going, how's the Nusrat going, how are they taking us for gush 2.5 hours, how the Sati spending time, when they see a crowd around them, 10, 15 brothers, Saudi Jamaat was 2-3 days ago in one masjid in Lens, Masjid in Noor. So we all went to meet the Jamaat. That day, when they were sitting just to make Mashura, Shiraz Valley, many brothers, about 20 brothers were sitting with the Jamaat, and those brothers were shocked. We said, those brothers are all sitting for Mashura. We can't believe so many brothers, that they're ready to take us for Gush, and ready to fulfill the Takaza still while our Jamaat is there. So they want to see that. So the Jamaats are coming to learn from us, and those that are experienced workers are coming to benefit, we can benefit from them. And our Jamaats in turn, that how we can send our Jamaats to the masjids where there's no work taking place, and how we can send our Jamaats from where the work is strong in every masjid, how those masjids can move forward now. That look, from this ishtima, brothers, every masjid, start thinking that look how we can send Jamaats throughout the world. See, brothers, otherwise, intizam, we have to do. We have to feed the people. We have to have masjidwar jamaats, our 8 jamaats, our istiqbal, our majma jor, our ikhtilat. We have to look. What's it for? To look after the majma. Now, our elders, when they came to Joburg ishtima, Maulana Ismail Godranim, they said with our brothers, they say, at least your ikhtilat and your majma jor must be so strong that not a single person must not be met individually in the ishtima. Not a single, they say, make, if you got a majma of 4,000 or 5,000, you must have so many workers to look after that. Everybody has been touched. Don't leave it only for the bayan. Leave it for every brother must be touched in the tent or outside, wherever. That, look, brother, we came here for this purpose. There must be a visa of preparation of how brothers can go out in the path of Allah from that ishtima. So every person must be busy. Every masjid that comes there must have something to do. One is the khidmat jamaat, one is the tuck shop, one is dead dead. But those brothers who have no duties, every masjid should think that from this ijtima, how we can be. They say give every worker minimum 5 or 10 brothers that during the days of the ijtima, he should meet 5, 10 brothers to prepare them to go out in the path of it. When that majma is ready and now the masjid is preparing the majma, then brothers from that ijtima, there will be only a visa. It won't be like a bazaar visa. We came, we listened, we went, we came back, we went, we came back. The person will go back home and say, you know, this ijtima, they want us to go to America. This ijtima, they want us to go to Australia. This ijtima, they want us to go to Ghana. This ijtima, they want us to go to Africa. How we can make fikr that, how we can think that our salayat, meaning our potential, our wealth, our health, from my house, how we can, by means of Mastura Jamaat or Men Jamaat, how we can send Jamaat throughout the world. So brothers, for this in the next few days, you can say the ijtima is going to take place. Our elders always say that from now we put our beddings in the masjid. That we bring our bedding to the masjid where door-to-door effort is continuing. You people started a long way. Alhamdulillah, you are far, your effort, your sacrifice has been great so far. Now, the brothers were saying this morning, now we have to now see how we can get our jamaats now. That alhamdulillah, the majma is coming, maybe 70, 80 buses. Ziyad was telling us this morning, already 75 buses are already so far. You may have 100 buses. Now that majma, who will look after it? One is the buses, one is to look after the majma, and one is to make sure that from that majma, from that ijtima, how brothers can go out in the path of Allah. And if not, they're not going now, they can go back home and go straight to the masjid, so to say, and start the effort immediately and prepare themselves to come out very soon in the path of Allah. So brothers, for this, it requires sacrifice, it requires time from our brothers from now. If we can't put our beddings in a masjid where fikr will be made, then they say, we come out cash now, immediately, till the ijtima. And if not, then we give maximum of our time for the fikr of the masjid, because the capital and the what we want is from the masjid, brothers. The people around the masjid are what we're looking for, to go out in the path of Allah, to establish the masjid war, to establish talim in the home, to take out students, to take out masturaj. It's all around our masjid. So if every masjid is functioning, every masjid is working, your whole capital is around it. So for this, brothers, our brothers are saying we should make the skill that who is prepared, inshallah, to say that from now till ijtima, one is full time and one is that we will give maximum time from now to make fikr. One is we'll have intizam fikr also, our masjid will do, and we'll have the skill fikr. So we'll all try to do this, inshallah. And from the ijtima, every masjid, if Natal got how many, 500, 600 masjids, 400, 500? 400, 500, that we make the intention. Many masjids, half maybe not active, but the half that's not active, they got Muslims around there. Now there, we have to activate those people. The masjid is not active, but there is population around it. 100, 200, 300, 400, that how they can start thinking, all right, not this year, maybe 3 months, 4 months, 5 months later, that masjid can fulfill one takaza of a local or foreign or far away. So we'll all try, inshallah. Allah accept us, mashallah. Tonight is our Shab Guzari also. There will be a bayan after Maghrib namaz, inshallah, and tomorrow after Fajr namaz. We should all make niyyah, brothers. Now is a few days left for the ijtima. We should be here with our beddings tonight. We should make itikaf till the morning. And as the brothers say, you know, we went to Mufti Salaji now in Spingo Beach. One thing he said for us, he said there was 4 points. Not like points, but he said in the time he's involved in the work, he's seen the work since the 1960s. And the one thing he said that, he said, brothers, whenever he was referring to all our elders sitting here, Haji Bhai Padia, he said, one thing I can tell you, brothers. He said, 4 things I saw in our elders. He said, the one was, when I was with the Jamaat sometime, he said, the Hajjud time they were crying for 2 hours, I used to see how they were crying 1-2 hours every day. Crying, weeping. And for weeping, for us, for what we see around us, the maktabs, the madrasas, the ulama, the hafiz, all that crying, brothers, is all part of it. He said, I used to see them crying. And he said, I used to see them, they used to stick to the 6 points. They never spoke anything above. Number 3, they never had any layani in them. And number 4, he said, there was no recreation, there was no entertainment. You know, we're going for a braai here, and we're going for a chow here, and we're going for a chow. You see, it was jamaat. He said, and then we saw the effects. What you see, what we see was those people who did the original sacrifice correctly. Now we're seeing the benefit. You see, sometimes I come for Fajr Namaz. Fajr Namaz, I'm coming to the masjid and I see the Jamaat is still sleeping till Fajr Azan. He said, those days when I used to be with the elders, I used to see them crying for two hours from 3 o'clock to 5 or 4 to 6. I saw them crying for the hidayat of the country. So how we can bring our bedding to the masjid, how we can cry, how we can sit in our masjid, make it take off, that we can create this environment for our ishtima. So inshallah, we'll all give some time, inshallah. Allah accept us all, mashallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Gee, brothers, reminder, our personal amal also, our tasbihat, our Quran tilawat, our masnoon duas, our dua, Juma time, Maghrib time, before Maghrib. Like our elders were giving us advice, Layani, to speak about this and that. They say in our elders' times, all this was not there. It was now in amal and dua and crying. Our ishtima is near. Oh, Allah can save our ishtima from so many calamities, difficulties, the winds, the rain, the thirst, the death. Now's the time to cry, brothers. And tahajjud time is the time to cry from now every day till ishtima and then day after also, inshallah. So we'll all spend our time in personal amal and we'll make dua before Maghrib also. We'll all try, inshallah. Jazakallah.